hands are now to your holy hill, and we come to worship you and worship you alone. You are the Holy One, the Mighty and Exalted One. Purify us with your holy fire. We offer you our lives as a living sacrifice. We've come to worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. May you be praised, Father, honored, glorified during this time of worship, for we surrender to your sovereign will. O Yahweh, you are Elohim, you are the Mighty One, the El of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And we thank you, Father, that you are forever faithful. You do exceedingly, abundantly over anything that we could think, ask, or even imagine. Let it be known today that you are Yahweh. Hallelujah.
In a world not eternal. You have something in him that is eternal. Psalms 112, verse 9. Psalms 119, verse 142. His righteousness is eternal. He's coming as the judge of this world. Matthew 28, or 31, verse 20, 31. That's 31, 31. Psalms 96, 13, the judge of this world. Proverbs 11, verse 19, he's coming to judge the earth in righteousness. Now, if you haven't been righteousness, you can't meet him in righteousness. If you've never practiced righteousness, and the Bible says that righteousness leads to life, and unrighteousness leads to death. Proverbs 11, verse 19. He's the judge of the world, and righteousness leads to life, but unrighteousness leads to death. It's a choice, ladies and gentlemen, living by choice. A lot of people can't understand the way I live. And I only live for Yahweh. And after my life is over, what would I have to live for? If I've lived my life for Yahweh, and I long for Yahweh, and I want to join Yahweh and be with him forever and ever. He said, I'll go away and I'll prepare a place for you, for my righteousness leads to life, and the unrighteousness of the world leads to death. Proverbs 11, 19. Now, what does righteousness involve? Well, doing right and being merciful. The reward is life and honor. Proverbs 21, 21. I love that one. Righteousness involves the kingdom of heaven. And we are commanded in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, to seek righteousness. It involves peace, according to James chapter 3, verse 18. We are commanded to be righteous and to keep justice in Isaiah 56 and verse 1. We are to pursue righteousness in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22, to pursue righteousness. Like a deer, a panting deer, pursues the watering brook. To soothe its thirst after a hard chase, running from the hounds of hell as they torment you in life, in this wicked world that you have to live and contend with the devil, and he'll work in anything that'll let him. And ladies and gentlemen, there are so many willing participants that will dress up in the armor of unrighteousness. These are some of your friends. These take advantage of you. These go behind your back and they work deceit. These are the ones that you had confidence in. These, the devil is trying to get you to be discouraged and to quit and to give up and to quit pursuing righteousness, which is of Yahweh. He wants you to take up daily fleshly habits, to soothe your own flesh, to stroke your own ego, to satisfy your own quest, whatever it is. What are you pursuing tonight any more important than Yahweh? What should come first? Well, you say Yahweh. Well, does he? Well, I know his Sabbaths is, you know, I don't really keep them holy. And I don't do like I should, but, you know, we all sin and come short. We start making excuses for our unrighteousness, and our righteousness in his sight becomes like filthy rags. Now, we're to proclaim his righteousness. The Bible said, you are my witnesses. You are my witnesses. Your job, if you would receive it, is to become a witness to Yahweh. Yahweh loves you to proclaim his righteousness. Psalms 40:9, Psalms 40:10, Psalm 71:15, Psalm 71:16, Psalm 71:24. Proclaim. Shout it on the housetop. Preach it on the phone. Get everybody ready. It's time to go home. Home is where Yahweh is, and Yahweh's coming back. This is his home. He lived here for 33 years. But you know, the most amazing thing is that not that he lived here for 33 years. The most amazing thing is he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to proclaim his righteousness, according to Psalms 40, Psalm 71. Yahweh wants you to be proud of him. If you're ashamed of him, he said he'd be ashamed of you. Have you gave your witness today? Have you brought the name of Yahweh to someone that's never heard the name of Yahweh? Well, it's the sweetest name, and it's the highest name. It's a holy name. It is a righteous name, according to Psalms 11:7. It's the foundation of his throne, Psalms 89:14. The heavens declare the works of his righteousness, Psalms 97:6. Yahweh loves righteousness and hates wickedness, according to Psalms 45:7. Oh my. According to Proverbs 15:9, Yahweh loves righteousness and he despises wickedness. There is a reward for the righteous, according to Proverbs 11:18. You see, your labor is not in vain. What if you gain the whole world? What if you gave yourself over to the lusts of the flesh? What if you didn't have to control all these lustful fleshes, these things that come into the flesh and cause it to provoke it? Maybe you want to do the things tonight that your spirit is not willing to do, and yet you override that spirit that is weak in the flesh, and you give over to that strong flesh man that always seems to put down the spirit man, what he wants and what he desires to honor, to seek, and to declare, and to think about his expression of holiness, that he deals with all creatures according to his pure, perfect, holy justice. He is the supreme judge. He judges all mankind according to his own righteousness, as it's stated in Psalms 96:13 again. We are to love righteousness and to hate lawlessness. Hebrews 1:19. We are to walk in his righteousness. Psalms 15:2. And Psalms 17:15. When we hunger and thirst for righteousness, according to Matthew 5:6, we shall be filled. When we hunger, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my life of fasting, not as much as I should have, but I did, to familiarize myself, to actually put an overdrive in my desire. That's what fasting does. It adds an emphasis. It expresses itself uniquely. When you hunger and you push back your pleasant food and you quit eating that, and there's an intensity that will begin to rise up in you. The longer you fast, the greater the intensity. And then the Father sees the sincere desire of hunger. Not to be filled with malice. I mean, you know, when you're all full of food and your belly is all swelled out and you feel cocky and you feel fleshy, and the first first thing you know, your flesh man will take over, and it'll walk you down to where you wouldn't go. Your mouth will talk what you shouldn't say. Your ears will hear things you shouldn't hear. And your mind will begin to do things it shouldn't do, because sin dwells in the flesh man. And when we submit to the wills of sinful flesh, we employ the 17 works of the flesh mightily in our heart, which will express itself in your physical body. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. And so we ought to turn away from the fleshly mind of the carnal and seek the universal spirit and be filled with righteousness, according to Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Yahweh can increase the fruits of righteousness. As it's stated in Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, He will give us an increase of the fruit of righteousness. You can grow. If you had two righteous apples hanging in your righteous tree today, you could have four of those tomorrow. To get rid of a bad habit, put a good habit in its place. See how many times a day you can say, "Thank you, Yahweh. Praise you, Yahweh." You ought to thank Him from the time you get up till the time you retire at night, and then your sleeping body should eat, sleep, and drink Yahweh. Righteousness is one of the fruits of the Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. The righteousness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Righteousness. It is given for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy 3:16. For righteousness. When we suffer for righteousness' sake, we are blessed. And don't be troubled when you are rebuked by the world for your righteousness, because you conflict with the righteousness of the world. See, there's a way that seems right in the world, and it's easy to get caught up in it. The denominational system looks so sweet and enticing. You wonder why you're alone. You wonder why you are the lone ranger or the stranger to those that gather in the communities and in the steeples and in the pagan houses of ill repute and worship, where they sell their soul, where these pastors assign themselves to a 501(c) agenda, and they sell souls on the market of life. Don't sell out. Everyone who practices righteousness is born of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. Those who don't practice righteousness are not of God. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 10. You know that when He reveals His righteousness through His Word to the world, He did this through the people that He called His people, Israel. It continues today to reveal His righteousness to man through His Word, by the fulfilling His promises and judging the enemies of Israel. Yahweh reveals His righteousness in His protection of the poor and the afflicted. Finally, they are His children. He reveals His righteousness when He reaches down and saves them with His mighty hand. Ladies and gentlemen, He's more than a man. This is a world of difference when you contrast righteousness and unrighteousness. You'll know a tree by its fruit. It's a difference between life and death. The righteousness of man is sinful, while the righteousness of Yahweh is perfect. Justice equals judgment and salvation. And the righteousness of man is self-righteousness. They become angry because their self ego has been injured. This type of anger usually leads to vengeance. The anger and wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God, according to James 1:20. Godly righteousness occurs when we are grieved and angered because someone does something against our Creator. Just like when the Messiah displayed his righteous holy anger when he cleaned out the temple in Matthew 21:12. You can never be righteous apart from Yahweh because our sin nature, as Isaiah 64:6 reminds us, that's how our human righteousness compares to God. We have accomplished nothing. No matter how mad we get at the wicked world and its leaders, and when we do so in our own self-righteousness and strength, also we can never do enough to make ourselves right in the eyes of Yahweh. We can never judge others with a perfect judge. Our justice is sin-driven. That's why we need His righteousness. And the Messiah is called the righteous branch in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 5, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. He's called the righteous branch. Behold, the days are coming, saith Yahweh, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness, and a king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. We obtain the righteousness through salvation, which is faith in the Messiah. Righteousness which is from God by faith alone. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9. Ladies and gentlemen, His love will equal His wrath. That's amazing that I can say that, and I know it to be true. But His love, His unconditional love, can be just as equal as His wrath toward the unrighteousness. Now, He will pew and let the world go. You know why? Because if you receive chastisement for the wrongs that you've done, you know that Yahweh loves you because without chastisement, there's no love. Marvel not if the wicked prosper in their sins, and that entices the righteous. Say, well, look at them. Look at the way they live. They have it so much better than I do. And so you're tempted to cross over to the Canaanite side of the equation, which is logic. The logic is, well, if I don't serve Yahweh, I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to have good crops. I don't have to pay no tithes. I don't have to be holy. I can just be my own normal self, just the way I want to be. I don't have to worry about stumbling and falling and failing. So I'll just relax and enjoy the world, and I'll love the world. And the Bible said, thou fool. The very minute that you plan your next adventure may be your last one. But if you're living for Yahweh, and you're wanting to do something good for Him, He's got a good reason for keeping you here to do it. Because He said, pray that Yahweh will send laborers into the harvest. For indeed, the laborers are few, and the harvest is ripe. His love, equaling His wrath. You know, sometimes we don't always see the wrath of God Almighty as a result of love. Anyone or anything that puts itself up before Him, for you shall worship no other God, for Yahweh, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. I love that scripture. He's a jealous God. Have you glorified Him today? Have you praised Him in this evil world? Have you praised Him while Babylon sits a queen and has no one to make war with her, and yet you just haven't really waited till Yahweh pours out His wrath? He if you look in the examples of the Old Testament where Yahweh was infuriated with the disobedience of his children, that provoked him. I am a jealous God, Exodus 34:14. And be not forgetful to wander out of his way, for you shall receive an exact judgment, and you shall remain in the congregation of the dead when you depart from the living God. And he is not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. He blotted out the evil people in Noah's day. He leveled Sodom and Gomorrah and brought down many wicked kingdoms in the Bible. He judged his own people for their disobedience and allowed them to go into captivity for his sake and for his great name's sake, which they had polluted among the heathen by going out and renouncing him and renouncing his righteousness and seeking the righteousness which is of the world. From such turn away. Flee the very appearance of evil. Run to the altar, as David did, and grab the horns of the altar and plead your case for mercy before the wrath of the mighty God comes down. When is it enough? When is it that you can resist the enemy and you can truly say, I have a righteousness which is of Yahweh. I will not agree with abortion. I will not agree with homosexual rights. I will not vote for legalized gay marriages. I will hate crime legislation that reflects America's will to feed the rich and reward them and to step on the poor. We are setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, for a severe persecution coming up on the wrath of Almighty God. And it will truly be a wrath and a time of trouble that not only will the wicked receive the results of his wrath, but it also will rain upon the righteous. Now, how could Yahweh whip you, whipping the world? I mean, if Yahweh cuts off our rain in this nation, he wouldn't cut it off for the righteous. He would cut it off because of the wickedness of the righteous. He won't cut it off because the wicked are wicked, because the wicked are wicked. But when the righteous turn wicked, when they are not afraid of doing evil. Did you know that John the Baptist preached repentance in Matthew chapter 3 verse 2 and Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 and Luke 13 and 3? That's where the Messiah offered the great alternative, sin and damnation, eternal salvation. Stephen was martyred as one of the saints down through the ages that risked or gave their lives for the truth of the Messiah. And by spreading the truth, they confronted evil and warned people about the consequences of unrighteousness. They preached the message of redemption to a people who had kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. Are we going to join in and become the enemies of God? Whoever commits sin commits lawlessness, because sin is lawlessness. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 that I just quoted. We're God's enemies when we oppose him in a sinful, fleshy state. The Bible said they'll think it strange that you don't run with them in the same rioting and banqueting and eating and drinking and being merry, when you want to remain holy, when you loner, when you're not like the world, when you don't run with a herd, when there's something peculiar about you, when the devil hates you and despises you and casts your name out for evil, and that's when you know that the blood of the living God has been shed over your sins, and by His grace and mercy, He found you and lifted you up into His righteous realm, where you now dwell and prefer to be. And you come out of the world, and you're not partakers of her sins, and you've lifted up your hands, and you've cried out for grace and mercy to be upon you as you resist the devil and you fight him every day. When you stand, having your loins girded with the gospel of salvation and truth, armed with the Spirit, which is the sword of your mouth, and the knowledge of the Great One, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Tuesday night around the world on WWRB 3.185. The righteousness of Yahweh. What is His name? Proverbs 30 and verse 4. What is His name? And what is His Son's name? Well, in John 5:43, the Son declared in righteousness the branch, the bare arm exposed. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came to His own received Him not. He was the Word made flesh, dwelt among us, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who else would we want? Should we look for another? Or should we use the only name given under heaven that's got salvation? Evil mindedness, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteousness of the judgment of Yahweh, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. Not only that they do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Are you running with the herd? Come out of her, my people. Be ye not partakers of her sins, and I will receive you. Come and wash yourself. Make yourself white as snow. Repent and be baptized in the great and the magnanimous name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a promise to you and your children, even as many as are far off, even as many as Yahweh shall call. And when He calls, and you answer, when He says go, and you go, when He says do, and you do, when He says perform, and you perform. When He says to launch out, you launch out doubly. When He asks you to go a mile, you go too. That's the action of righteousness working in your life. You are about your Father's business. You don't love the things of the world. You're not in the world to make a living. You're in the world to live for the Creator who purchased you with His own blood, and you're so thankful and you're so proud, and you want to shout it on the highest mountain and preach it on the housetop. You want to sing it in a song. You want to get everybody ready, because it's almost time that He's coming home. He's coming back to this earth. And as it says in Matthew chapter 31 verse 25, then shall the shepherd, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory with all of His holy angels. That's not two of them, ladies and gentlemen. That's just one coming. And that one that came is the one that came 2,000 years ago and shed His blood. And you knew Him not. And you serve Him not. You love the world. You love Babylon. You love the pursuit of filthy lucre. You were enticed over and won over into the clutches of life around, but you can't get your own turned around because Satan has turned you around. And the Bible said, remember them that look back are not fit for the kingdom of God. And you better press toward the mark and the high calling, and you better get in step with the righteousness of Yahweh and live in this present evil world as a light shining in a dark place. Is it wrong to challenge evil? Should we let the enemies of God have their way with us and do nothing? You know our Creator didn't design us to be doormats. But I say unto you, love your enemies and bless them that curse you and do good to those that hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44. We don't repay evil for evil. We are just saints living in an evil world. And if you will walk upright and serve Him, and if you will take a stand, Peter took a stand and they took his life. Paul took a stand and they took his life. James took a stand and they took his life. All of the apostles suffered at the hand of the Babylonian church. And ladies and gentlemen, the Babylonian church is more alive today than it was in the days of Peter, James, and John. It is more powerful. It is more evil. There is more pertaining. But see, it's so whitewashed and dressed up that they no longer call evil, evil, and good, good. Because they call good evil and evil good. They reverse it in the polarities of understanding to the carnal man. If you've got a great degree, if you've got a education and you can speak great swelling words and you've got a doctorate and a degree, you can become one of those ministers that are educated to educate you in a 501(c) apprentice. And many are waiting in line to volunteer because it's very lucrative and it supports a family. And men can sell their souls to a 501(c) agenda as opposed to walking independent in righteousness, fearing Yahweh, not conforming to the ways of man or the world, and not conforming to tradition. Because if you do, you will become an enemy to God. You're not going to make it if you're not righteous. Now, what are we supposed to do? We pray for Yahweh's wisdom and direction on how to proceed. We listen for the voice, the still small voice that I have laid for days and days and days just to grasp. A whisper. Just to listen for a slight rustle in the leaves. Pray. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Yahweh, who will give to all liberally and without malice and without respect of persons. James 1 and 5, if you lack wisdom, let him ask. Ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs chapter 4 verse 5 through 7. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her. She will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Who is the wise? Those that declare with their testimony that I love Yahweh with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, according to Mark 12:29. That I will launch out into the deep, but I'll always be about my Father's business, that I will be dedicated, and I'll put every resource that I have available in my arsenal. I will give of my goods, I will give of my services, I will give of my tithes, I will give of my offerings. I will spend for the things to please Yahweh as opposed to pleasing myself. I will deny myself. I will take up my torture stake. I will follow him daily. I will walk with him, and I know that when he comes back, I'll walk with him in righteousness. For by his stripes, I'm healed. Notice, we must not accept or give in to the evil offered to us, mentally or physically. Did you know that Joseph, in the 39th chapter of the book of Genesis, he refused and said to his master's wife, "My master does not know what is with me in this house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. And there is no one greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me but you. Because you are his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against my Yahweh, Joseph?" And he left his garment hanging in the hands of a lustful woman who was being used by Satan to destroy the righteousness in Joseph's life. Romans 12 and 1. Now listen to me as I read. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God." I am his servant. I love him. I am trying to gain entrance to where he is, that where he is, I may be also. I want to please him. As he grades me on my performance, I want to know that I walked upright and been a man with a testimony that pleases the Father, like Enoch had when he had a testimony that pleased Yahweh, and Yahweh took him. I want to be took. I want to be chosen for that great day. I want to be found in his presence of righteousness. I don't want to let this great message that has been given into my heart, that is burning and very fervent, working alive within me tonight, just as powerful as it has ever been in my life. I want to walk upright and serve him, that I may know him in the time that he comes. And he'll say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many." Ladies and gentlemen, it means something to walk upright and please your Father. You say, "Oh, Pastor Buddy, I've done that, and it just don't look like it, that God's pleased about anything. He doesn't reward me. He doesn't say he's pleased with me." He didn't say you'd hear him say it. He said, if you walk by faith, have faith in yourself and quiet yourself like a man. I'm not expecting to hear a big roll of thunder. I don't expect to hear a big orchestra like was behind Elvis Presley. Give me a drum roll every time I achieve something in the Father. I just know that whatever I have done for him in this day will be remembered in the days to come when he comes and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many." Finally, my brethren, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Prove him. You know what Yahweh wants out of you. Philippians 4 and 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true." I mean, are you man enough to take the truth? Are you woman enough to take the truth? Can you handle the truth? The truth may be beyond you. The truth may be bigger than your shoulders can carry. The truth is awesome, and it will crush you and grind you to powder if you're not prepared for the onslaught of the truth. And when the truth comes, it will either crush you under the weight of its authority, or it will release you to be free forever from the unrighteousness of the world. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, and we offer them to the love of the Messiah by being a witnesses of his great plan, as he stated in Matthew 28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptize them in the name of Yahweh. You say, well, it says the Father's name there. The Father's name is Yahweh. And the name of the Son is Yahweh. John 5:43, I come in my Father's name. If the Father's name was 5,000 or 6,823 times along, if it was Yahweh, then it's still Yahweh. Whatever it was, it still is, because he's the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. And he don't change. Only people change. Things change. And the devil is full of change. And he'll shortchange you in the end. When he's lied to you and he's destroyed you, and when he makes you think you're having a great time, when you're wasting your time, this valuable time that Yahweh's put here. I want to live every day of my life for Yahweh's righteousness. I'm not interested in my own. I'm not interested in a world famous ministry or a great televangelist. That means nothing to me. I want Yahweh to have all the glory. I just want to be a witness. I just want to be one of the few that will put my shoulder to the wheel and push this enormous vehicle of gospel up the old gospel trail, where it's straight and it's rugged, and it takes men and women of dedication to walk their own. Because the Bible said it will be a way of holiness, and no unclean thing shall walk thereon. Psalms 18:20, verse 23. Yahweh rewarded me according to my righteousness, and according to the cleanliness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh, and have not wickedly departed from God. All of his judgments were before me, and I did not put them away. His statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my own iniquity. Do not keep silent, O Yahweh. Oh, I praise you. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened their mouth against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have surrounded me with the words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers, but I gave myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, as I quoted in our first message, this is part 2 of living in righteousness in a wicked world. You can do it, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Chronicles 7:14, here's the formula. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And as it's recorded in Revelation 3:19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. You can make it, ladies and gentlemen, if you will turn to Yahweh. Do not fall into complacency. We're called to be overcomers and fight the good fight of faith by obedience and will. We will receive the recompensation from the Master. For through the angel of the church of the Laodicean write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither hot nor cold. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him that overcomes, I will grant to sit down with me on my throne, as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He will reward you, ladies and gentlemen. If you will work for him, if you will witness for him, you're in a spiritual warfare, as I on the earth in flesh bodies, and we're dealing against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness that would war in the heavenlies. We have to take spiritual measures along with our intellect of human method to combat the evil coming against us in the last days. The enemies of Yahweh are influenced by the devil and his army of demons, which has like to sift you like wheat. Well, I've been in his sifter. I've been bouncing up on the pan of the sifting. Satan almost had me down for the count. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that shall you reap. Yahweh's waiting for you. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you will open, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. And I'll give you the sure blessings of David. For in Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, 2 Timothy, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, I've enjoyed being with you tonight and teaching on this great message. I feel the righteousness of Yahweh in my soul tonight. And I know that Yahweh has been in my life for all of these years that I've loved Him and I've pursued Him and I've served Him and I've called upon Him. I've hungered and thirsted. And did you know that Yahweh has blessed me and given me the sure mercies of David, and He'll bless you. It's never too late. You say, well, I'm just worn out and I can't get nothing done now. I'm too far along. Remember, He done it all for you anyway. All He wants you to do is turn to Him. And all He wants you to do is trust Him and get in His hands. I'm so thankful that I've let Yahweh major every decision I've made in the last 20 years. Every one of them has been made by Him. And I still reach out to the brotherhood and to the fellowship. And it's joy unspeakable to know that I've got brothers and sisters around the country that are praying for me every day and every night. And I pray for them. That when we go to the sacred circle, our heart is put in our desires and it's offered up in the presence of Yahweh as we offer up acceptable righteousness. In times of trouble, He'll be there to bail us out. He'll be there to sign the check and pick up the bill. If we're sick and we can't get well, He's a healer. If we don't have any finances, He owns the cattle on the silver, on the thousand hills and all the silver and the gold. If we're lonely, He's been lonely. If we're tired, He's been tired. If we're troubled, He's been troubled. He's been all things to us that we can be all things to Him. And nothing has happened to us that didn't happen to Him first. Because He endured it. And He endured the shame of the torture stake. They mercifully, unmercifully beat Him. But He mercifully held His peace. Now He's coming back not on a little donkey, but He's coming back on the flaming chariots of fire with all of His holy angels. And He will gather the elect together. And Yahweh will know when you come back to pick up where He left off. Yahweh will only begin to pick up where you left off. He'll carry you. He will give you the sheer mercies of David. He will bless you going in. And He'll bless you coming out. He's the righteous rock, and He loves you like I do. I want you to pick up that telephone and call me right now. I'm live tonight. You're on a Tuesday evening, late in the evening. Might be past your bedtime if you're in the Eastern time zone. If you're down in the Western time zone, it'd be more agreeable. You could call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write Pastor Buddy tonight, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 20. 5284. That's 2284. New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's New Tazewell. NEWTAZEWELL. New Tazewell, Tennessee. TN37824. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, two wonderful friends that love the gospel, and they love the righteousness of the gospel, and the plan that Yahweh's made so perfect. Not many people love this plan, ladies and gentlemen, but if you're righteous and you've got a spiritual eye and a spiritual ear, you can see and hear it. It's true all the way. There's nothing artificial. It's the pure God. And if you'd love to have it, just write tonight or call me, Pastor Buddy, and say, Pastor Buddy, I want that true gold. We're going to be in fellowship at the end of the month. On the second day of October, we will begin Tabernacles. And we're going to celebrate for 8 days in Tabernacles. And we'd love to have you and invite you to come. We'll be in Murphy, North Carolina this time. And we love you, and we would like to see you there. Praise Yahweh. And you know, by seeing you there, we know that you care. And if you care, you know that Yahweh, He also cares, and He's going to hold you in them hands. And I love you tonight. I'd like to hold you in my hands. Every one of my saints, and every one of those that I've heard in the name of Yahweh, I love every one of you. I love those of you who are in Yahweh's name, and I don't know. I love all those that are not in Yahweh's name, that should be, and don't have enough knowledge. I pray that you would write me tonight and get ready to depart tonight. But I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. That's tomorrow night. It's Wednesday night on WWRB 3.185. We're also being simulcast tonight on 5050 around the world, and we're being simulcast on worldwide internet through the facility of WWRB 3.185. We love you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you.